We're now to begin the Plenary 7, Governing International Spaces, Lessons from Antarctica. As you can see from the themes of these various plenaries, the intention is to build up to a crescendo. Certainly the concept of taking the Antarctic and extending it to other regions is part of that crescendo. So to assist us in this challenge, Professor Orrin Young will be chairing the session. It is a pleasure indeed for me to introduce Orrin, who is a mentor and a friend. Orrin is a professor of international governance at the Bren School of Environmental Science and Management, the University of California, Santa Barbara. Orrin has written numerous books, is clearly a recognized international authority on Arctic governance, as well as international governance more generally. He is currently the chair of the International Human Dimensions Program through the International Council of Science, has served in positions as the vice chair of the International Arctic Science Committee, and numerous other positions that have been helpful to international governance throughout the decades. It is a great pleasure and honor to introduce you to Orrin Young. And Orrin is also a member of the board who was instrumental in many ways in making this summit happen, and it's with pleasure that I present you with a medal from the board.
Thank you, Paul. Wonderful that this has finally happened, and happened so well. All right, well, welcome back to Plenary Session 7, and immediately following that, Panel 7. As Paul said, now we want to broaden the perspective to put the experience of Antarctica in a broader context. And we've talked about this concept of international spaces, other ways to express the same notion. I think the other day Vladimir Golitsyn was suggesting spaces beyond national jurisdiction. People quite often also talk about international commons or global commons. But I'd like to start out before inviting the speakers to come up to make their presentations to pose three questions, which I hope you will bear in mind as we go through this session and then on into the panel discussion as well. The first question is, how helpful is it to think of Antarctica as a member of a larger category of international spaces or international commons? We know, of course, that there are very significant differences between Antarctica and other international commons. But on the other hand, we know that there are similarities as well. And so we want to ask the question, how substantial are the similarities? How significant are the differences? And what insights can we generate both about Antarctica and about other members of this category of international commons by comparing and contrasting these experiences? So that's the first question. And the second question is, what insights about governance in particular can we generate, can we develop by comparing and contrasting the Antarctic experience with the experience of other international commons? We know, of course, that it doesn't make sense to think about transferring the Antarctic Treaty or the Antarctic Treaty System lock, stock, and barrel to other places. But on the other hand, if you then drill down, if you go down to another kind of level and think about the specifics of regulatory arrangements or monitoring report and reporting, the role of science and so on, it may very well be that there are more focused or more specific insights that are relevant to governance that we can identify in thinking about the Antarctic experience and apply to other international spaces and vice versa, thinking about other international spaces and applied to Antarctica. So that's the second question, insights about governance. And the third question has to do with the what many of us are calling nowadays science diplomacy. What is the role of science diplomacy in the governance of international spaces? We've heard a lot in the last couple of days about the role of science in the sense of scientific advice and the role of scientists in generating knowledge that's relevant to diplomacy and governance kinds of issues. But science is also, or can also be, a tool of diplomacy. Science as a kind of human activity, as a social phenomenon, can play a role in helping to facilitate or helping to accomplish international cooperation. And that's certainly a very clear-cut part of the Antarctic experience. And so the question is, if we think about science in this sort of additional role as science diplomacy or science as a tool of diplomacy, how does that play out in the context of the governance of international spaces? So those are three questions that I thought it would be helpful to bear in mind. We will move directly from the panel discussion or presentations into the plenary presentations into the panel discussion. So there will not be a coffee break in between. We will, of course, take questions from the audience. If anybody has a sort of burning desire to write a question on a piece of paper, I'm sure one of the attendants would be happy to hand it up to me as we go into the panel part of this session as well. But we will operate as we've done before with questions and responses from the audience, and we'll encourage a very open and lively conversation.